This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And how about it? Happy race day at 8:06. The racing season officially starts this weekend. How about it? There is so much excitement along the Gulf Coast and worldwide. Let me tell you what we've got going on today. Hang on. TW from Angel Motorsports Park. This is the brand new dirt track down on the Gulf Coast. It's opening up. Going to talk with him shortly. Also, Chris Garner from Montgomery Speedway has something else going on with a huge go-kart race. We'll talk with that. And new nationwide driver driving with ML Racing out of Indiana, Johanna Long, is going to join us. She has put up an amazing deal this week that's going to be putting her in the ride of a nationwide car for the next 2 years, and excited to have her on. And one of the best people to have on the show every morning that we can get him. And he's a busy guy. He's getting ready for the ARCA 200, and I pulled him away up in Jackson, Mississippi. He's moonlighting and doing some other things. Rick Crawford. Hey, good morning and welcome to the show, Rick.
Good morning. Glad to be on Full Throttle with Kane this morning. How you doing?
Not too bad. We are ready for racing season, man. It's here, essentially. I mean, the track over there in Mobile is ready to go. You guys have got a huge test coming up, an ARCA test coming up January 13th. I want to kind of get into what all the things are going on with the ARCA race. Everyone's talking about it. People have been asking about tickets, and I guess tickets are going pretty quick, aren't they, Rick?
Yes, they are. I'm really pleased and surprised with that. reserve ticket sales are going good. Inside infield motorhome parking is sold out. We still got some tailgaters alley, for tailgating parking in the infield still available. We got outside camper spots available, just a few of those left. And but things are going good. We had our first ARCA car in Michael Levine was running this past week at the Speedway test, and we got an open ARCA test on January 13th, and it'll be free. The grandstands will be open, free admission for everybody to come watch and see if they want to come watch ARCA practice. And just a note from ARCA is, everybody's getting ready for Daytona.
Yeah.
So the teams that will be coming in will probably be some rookie teams, guys that just want to get familiar with the racetrack. And you'll have some good teams that will be in, just getting notes together and carrying back home where they'll be prepared when they get back there in March.
What are they learning? What did the driver that was there before is, because these cars are a lot heavier than what we've seen before compared to the late models, aren't they, Rick?
Oh, yeah, but they got a lot more horsepower.
So it evens it out, doesn't it?
It balances out. You almost got like a nationwide ARCA old style cup car.
Yeah.
And you got 800 horsepower.
Man.
And these things talk going down the straightaway, and it sort of makes it levels out because it's a little bit slow in the corner because they're 3,400 pounds. But at the same time, Hoosier's got them on a good tire. We see a lot of rubber being laid down, and some pretty fast laps, but mainly what drivers are coming into town for is, no walls, no holes barred kind of racing, and really the Mobile International Speedway really, almost trying to teach a young man how to drive the other day. It doesn't have any reference points on it, without walls and things like that, it doesn't show when to lift or when to get back in the gas. So I was moving cones around the racetrack for him, giving him some reference points where he could make some consistent laps, and I think that was paying off and helping out.
Well, you've been working also real hard on the schedule. Everyone's on Facebook talking and trying to figure out their racing team schedules, where they're racing, all this, that, and the other. Obviously, Hurricane Motorsports is committed to Mobile Speedway with our four cars, the modified, and three bombers we're bringing back this year. In reading on your website, this is really one of the most aggressive schedules, at least the first quarter, in the 49 history years of Mobile International Speedway. Can you tell us why you're getting so aggressive so early, and what's it going to do for the fans and the racers?
Well, everybody sort of has their big races toward the end of the year, and this ARCA race came and, it's the second race after Daytona for those guys. It fits our schedule. It's right after Mardi Gras, and it fits in March. And so with your big race coming in March, it'd be like Mobile National Speedway having its Daytona 500 then.
Yeah.
We got to get going. and I'm not trying to be the promoter of the racetrack that says, okay, guys, here's your schedule running twice a month, and this is how it's going to be. No, it takes a lot of time and due diligence to put this schedule together and say, well, we want to run more than twice a month.
Yep.
We want to have some special events. We want to have some local guys shows on motorcycles. We're going to have the Extreme Sprint Car Series coming in on
That's
April 14th.
So cool.
And these guys, you know, we got two shows this year with the sprint cars, and these guys are the 410 guys from Indiana. So watch for that 1435 lap to be crushed. And we're going to probably speed them on some of the fastest cars in history coming to Mogollon Speedway on April 14th.
Are you going to get in the wheel of one of those things?
I wouldn't drive one of those things with a remote control. But at the same, I would. I mean, that's very exciting to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you, on March 17th, we got the WKSJ 95 coming up for the Pro Late Models and the Midwest Cooling Towers Pro Late Models. And March 24th, we got our first round of the Sunoco Miller Lite Super Late Model Championship. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's really coming together. You know, everyone's got through the holidays now. And like you said, gosh, Mardi Gras seems to start earlier every year. And we'll get that out of the way. And then it'll time to strap on the helmets and get going. And I also see you've got something going on. You know, Rusty Wallace was in the news this week closing down his race shop. This happened yesterday, actually. He shut the doors because they just didn't get the funding he felt that they needed to be competitive in the series. So I see that Rusty Wallace's racing experience is still coming. So obviously, he's still doing that side of things. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and what we can do as a race fan to get behind a race car?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on Groupon. I've never done that before, but it's Drive Tech Racing Experience, Rusty Wallace. And it's coming into town on February 24th. They're coming for two sessions before the ARCA race, February 24th and March the 4th. Mm-hmm. Also, on March 3rd, we're opening up for practice for the local guys. We're having a car show and a swap meet that morning. Practice and sort of a preliminary inspection on March 3rd, and then the driving school, you can either ride or you can drive. And so just look it up on Groupon, look up the Rusty Wallace driving experience, and come out and have a great time.
Have there been some changes in the staff at the track? Are you able or willing to talk about what you've got going on in the tech side of things? I know there's been some talk that you might have a new tech guy at the track. Is that still happening, or what can you tell us about that?
Well, we're working on that as we speak, and I mean, you never. Of course, we got to have inspectors, and they got to be good ones. Because you know, I was a racer one time, and I always stayed in the gray area. But
that's what we call it. It's a gray area.
That's exactly what it is, and racers are going to find a way around the rules, and so we only got one really class of rules that we haven't done yet, and they're coming out first of the week, and that's the trucks. The trucks will be incorporated into the Superstock division. They're going to race with the Superstock class. And the trucks, I think, is going to be very exciting. I think there's 8, 9 so far in the area. I think when the rules come out, they're going to be 2 or 3. Then we're going to have trucks coming in from Montgomery, Gresham, Lanier, and they're going to be coming in here racing. And I think that's new and exciting, and the fans want to see the truck racing because everybody's seen Chopper Stagner, J.J. Day, Gerald Wilkerson, Chris and everybody out there on the racetrack, and Chris Brownlee has his truck. He was the first one there, and all of a sudden it's like, I want one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm
a
truck guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a truck guy. I'm a pickup man, so we're gonna incorporate that class into the Superstocks.
I can tell you, Rick, that will keep her going. I can tell you, I don't see that staying with the Superstocks long. I think you're going to get enough trucks where you're going to have to break off, and that's going to be a great thing for the truck. Well, I really do. I mean, especially with your track, Rick Crawford, like you said, you're a truck guy. I mean, it only makes sense. You know, we thought about, if I would have known the trucks are coming, we probably would have built one of those before the modified, to be honest, because I think the trucks look cool going around that track, to be honest. And, boy, they're quick. They are quick. But handling...
They really look good. The trucks that we've had come in to race, we've had 4, 5, 6 of them so far. Especially at the last race, and they really look good. A lot of nice workmanship and a lot of pride in them. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it's we're going to get it on with trucks.
Can you talk about the championships banquet? It's changed. It's at a new location. What will we see at the banquet this year?
You know, it's just getting into the corporate side of things, and it's going to be at Heron Lakes Country Club on January 22nd. Cocktail hour starts at 5:30 to 6:30. Our band awards facility boards starts at 6:30, and it's on a Sunday night. It's a little different venue, but we appreciate what Miss Ida has done for us out at the barn, and the racetrack's growing, and we need to grow our championship awards banquet. I think we're going to recognize the top 10, the top 5, get checks, and next year we're planning on the racetrack having its award banquet around right before Thanksgiving. So this year, everything sort of jumped up at me, hit me in the face, and it sort of slowed down the process a little bit.
Nah.
Because you want to do it right.
That's,
you know,
right.
I'm the kind of guy that I'd rather wait a couple of weeks and make sure it's right rather than throwing something out there and go, I wish I had done that.
I want to say it's an honor for me to join the staff again at the Speedway and moving myself up out of the driver's seat this year into the tower, and I think I'm really excited to do that, and I appreciate just saying it on the air that I appreciate you, Rick, letting me come up there and put on a show for the fans for you, too.
You've always been a showman, whether you've whether you're on the racetrack or you're running down the front straightaway or you're getting
walls.
Cut out of your race car.
That's
You've always been a showman. I appreciate you putting on the show. You carry Mobile International Speedway with a lot of pride.
Yes.
And that's what we want to see, a lot of energy in the booth and keep it going. Chris Carter come in last year, filled in great. We appreciate all his help. He moved on from Montgomery International Speedway, and I wish him luck up there. And he's got a tough road ahead.
Well, but you know, you guys are both doing a great job, and from a racer's side of it, we just appreciate all that you do, and of course Chris does too. One more question: I want to get tickets to this ARCA race. What do I do?
You can look on our website at mobilespeedway.net, or you can call our ticket office at 251-957-2063, and Jessica will help you out. She will put you in the seat you want to sit, unless somebody's already there. And she can help you with Tailgater's Alley. She can help you with outside camping spots. And she will take care of you.
Well, Rick, we appreciate you coming on board again this morning. I know you're getting ready for the show up in Jackson. So be safe. Have a great one. And we appreciate you coming on. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Good morning, everybody in Mobile. We're Full Throttle with Kane.
There you go. Rick Crawford, one of the nicest guys you're going to meet on and off the track. Coming up, well, we got more racing. How about that new dirt track, Angels Motorsports Park? We're going to learn about it, the first race coming up, and I'm excited. I think they've got something. The motorcycles are coming. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. Hang on, TW is standing by, and Johanna Long on the way. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. I want to thank the sponsors, obviously, Ed's Seafood Shed on. And if you're going to be doing anything around the Gulf Coast today, stop by Ed's. Some of the best food and going to be beautiful weather again in between some of the fog through here. Also, thanks to Mobile International Speedway. Again, the ARCA 200 coming up. Thanks for Rick Crawford coming on just a couple minutes ago, March 10th. You still can get your tickets there. Montgomery Speedway on the line there and Angels Motorsports Park. All these guys are all brand new sponsors to the show, and we appreciate them coming on board. So what an amazing year it was last year. The past couple of years for our next guest, Miss Johanna Long. First of all, let's get her on here and say good morning. Johanna, what a great week it's been for you. Congratulations, young lady.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm super excited about everything. We've been working on this deal for about 2 months now, and I'm finally going to talk about it, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Now, how do we introduce you? Do we call you the 2010 Snowball Derby champion, or do we call you the first female and youngest driver to win a championship at Five Flag Speedway, or I think even better, probably the driver of the number 70 Biomet 4 Travel Motor Coach Chevy Impala for 2012 and 2013? Have you got that memorized yet?
I'm working on it. It's still unreal, you know. We've been working so hard for this. It's like a dream come true for me.
It's like winning the lottery. ML Racing is out of Indiana, some of my old stomping grounds, out of Warsaw, Indiana. Not a lot out there except a great team and an amazing lady. Let's talk about just a minute what ML Racing's all about. This lady, her name is Mary Louise Miller, and she's a huge supporter of female racing, always has been. She started an ARCA series, and now, how did you catch her eye? How did you guys meet?
Well, me and my dad were just looking around. We were really just searching around different avenues in the racing community, and we came across her, and we both just hit it off. You know, we really bonded really well. We get along super well, and it's just amazing for her to take a chance in me and take me by the hand and put me in her car.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is you are at 19, are going to be the youngest female to compete in the Nationwide Series. Has that hit home yet? I mean, you're going for Rookie of the Year for next year.
It's amazing. You know, I never thought this kind of opportunity would be at my feet right now. You know, it was something since I was 8 years old, me and my parents have been working for, and finally it's happened. It's really unreal.
Yeah, well, you deserve it. Everything that you've gone through and in the way you've handled yourself has been an amazing, and it's been a lot of fun to watch from a driver's side, from a fan side, and also on the media side. And getting to know you, you handle yourself so well in difficult situations. And let's talk about the schedule. Not a full schedule, but 21 races starting at Daytona. Can you tell me how different it is going to be from the, you know, obviously you had a big change from the late models jumping up to the trucks and ARCA and things like that, but from the truck to this nationwide, it's a completely different animal, isn't it?
It is going to be. You know, I get a test Monday and mm-hmm. Tuesday of next week in Disney World, Orlando. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about the differences between the cars later on in the week. But I'm really looking forward to it. You know, the trucks are really hard to drive to. They're really heavy and they're big tanks, you know. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll be a little bit, I know the nationwide cars are going to be a little bit different by that, but I think that's a good way to start by.
Well, you know, the Pensacola News Journal, and you can find the find if you're on the website listening right now, PNJ.com has a great story on you. And you've been all over the media down here along the Gulf Coast. And, you know, one thing that I've noticed is just, again, the way you handle yourself and your fans. You've had so much cry out support from your fans, from Facebook and everything like that. What do you want to tell your fans? And there's so many that listen to this show, and we're so excited just to hear that you were going to come on this morning. So what do you have to say to the fans?
Just thank you so much. You know, it's been a rocky past year, and I'm just so glad that everyone stuck by me and really following my career. It means a lot to me and my family, and I'm just hoping that I don't let y'all down this year, and hopefully we'll run really well.
Well, it was a learning curve last year. What do you think was one of the toughest things that you learned last year?
Definitely go to different racetracks that I've never been to. You know, that's the hardest thing for me, and this year I've been to a couple of them, so I'm really looking forward to that, so I'll know what to expect. Just a different car and a different team.
Let me ask you, and this is coming from a gamer, got the Xbox, all this. You know, they have the NASCAR racing game. You hear some of, yeah, you know where I'm going with this. Some of the drivers swear upon racing on that and learning something. Have you done any kind of stuff like that, or is that something you're not even, you know, even considering at this point?
I have a simulator, so I get on that a couple of times. But I haven't got on as much as I need to, and I'm definitely going to start getting on it more. I've just been so busy lately, and I'm really looking forward to getting back on it.
Well, talk about sponsorship. Tell me about you, Biomet 4 Travel Motor Coach. Is that, I imagine that's the main sponsor for you guys for this year and probably next year for the Nationwide Series. What kind of commitments will you have throughout the year with them? Do you know yet? Have you gotten that far into your schedule?
No, we haven't. You know, I know that they are always on the car. You know, that's Miss Mary Louise's and Mr. Dane Miller's companies. So I'm really looking forward to having that on the car all year. We're still looking for sponsors. You know, anything else, we're still out there searching and hoping for the best. So that's definitely not all the picture.
It's really the hardest thing to do in the off season is to try to find those sponsors. You know, in the news this week, and I was talking with Rick Crawford just a few minutes ago, you know, Rusty Wallace Racing closes its doors, several people out of a job, just due to the fact that, again, it came down to funding. He had a sponsor, didn't have enough sponsorship, he felt, to be competitive, and that's what it takes, he says, in that series. So you getting in there and doing what you need to for Mary Louise Miller is going to be something special. Going for Rookie of the Year, I know you're going to do great. What kind of schedule do you have down at Orlando? When do you guys fly out, and what, I mean, obviously the next couple of, you know, Monday and Tuesday is going to be real special for you. Is it an all-day event there?
I'm leaving today just to get a couple days down there, and then we start testing Monday. I think we can get on the track till 1 o'clock, and then Tuesday I get all day. So I'm really looking forward to learning and getting close with the guys, and hopefully we bond really fast.
Where do you now? Because they're based out of Indiana, a lot of the other teams are based in the Carolinas, and now you're here still in Florida. What will that do for your travel schedule? Is it going to be crazy?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm still going to be living in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So whenever they need me, I'll be going to Warsaw, Indiana. Mm-hmm. I've been up there a couple of days this week, so it's a lot of fun up there. I'm really looking forward to being up there a lot.
A lot of cornfields, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely different from Charlotte, North Carolina, that's for sure.
What do you think, you know, you said you've kind of talked with Mary Louise, and you guys have kind of bonded. What are some of the things that she has told you? Maybe something, not necessarily advice, but to encourage you, because she has been a outspoken person for female drivers. And I think it's a great mix because of what you've done in the past and the way, you know, you look at last year, the way you worked with the Girl Scouts. You had I believe, a Girl Scout on almost every race in one of your team. And, I mean, it's really just a neat thing for the ladies, and I think you guys are going to have a unique spin on racing that maybe some of the other females or other drivers won't have. So what kind of things has she told you?
Well, I don't know if it's something that she's told me. I just think she's just so excited, you know. When you look into her eyes, and it just lights up, you know. It's just like me. This is a great opportunity for me, and I think she's looking at it the same. And it's just going to be a lot of fun this year to work with those guys, and I think everyone's really excited about everything.
Yeah, well, I know you guys are going to do great, and we hope that your testing goes well. So after the testing these next 2 days, what does the rest of the schedule look like before Daytona?
I don't know. Maybe we'll get a couple more tests in. I really don't know. We're just going to take day by day and see how the test at Orlando goes, and then we're going to get together and see what everyone thinks.
Well, I tell you, the car looks great. You can see it at mlracing.com. Number 70 is now your new favorite number, isn't it? Well, Johanna, we appreciate you coming on board. And again, one more thing I want to ask you, and I do this every time that you've been on, and you usually have the great answer, but again, there's lots of young drivers that listen to the show, a lot of the go-karters, and there's lots of young ladies that are probably listening to racing as well. Give them some inspiration. What do you tell them to do?
Just never give up. You know, it's not an easy road. Believe me, I'm still facing challenges, and you just got to keep on digging, you know, never give up and never look back.
Well, that is beautiful. We wish you the best of luck, and we'd love to contact you maybe in the next couple of weeks, see how it's going. Can we talk to you before Daytona again, Johanna?
Yes, sounds good.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you what, we look forward to you doing great. We can't wait to watch you, and go get some rest and get ready to hit up that plane, okay?
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a nice day.
Absolutely. There you go. I tell you, it's going to be something special to see Johanna Long out in that nationwide. Go to the website, mlracing.com. It's a beautiful car. You're going to like it. Still to come, Chris Carter up in Montgomery. He's got a huge go-kart race coming up. This is going to be pretty cool. TW standing by as well. Angels Motorsports Park, a huge race coming up. Lots of racing to cover on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the show. So far, so good. What do you think? Rick Crawford, Johanna Long, two great superstars. And man, Nationwide Series, I'm still just on cloud nine for Johanna. And now there's a brand new track in town. It is Angels Motorsports Parks. Motorcycles, cars, go-karts, lawnmowers, ATVs. You go online to SARAMP, that's SarahMP.com, and you're going to find out all the information. And the guy who's on in all the know would be our good friend TW. TW, welcome back to the show, my friend. Happy race day.
Happy race day to you. It's good to be on this morning.
Well, I tell you what, first of all, I want to thank you for becoming officially a sponsor of the show, which means the world to me, which means I can still come up here every Saturday morning and play radio and talk racing and talk with great tracks like you guys. Now, here's something that was kind of strange. I went to your website this morning, and there was supposed to be a race, and it was canceled due to unforeseen reasons. And so I wanted to ask you real quick, get it out there on the air. Track's ready. No problems there. What happened?
Yeah, the track is perfect already. And I want to thank you fellow drivers that don't even race in a class at Angels Motorsports Park that come this past week and donated their time to get the track ready and said, you know, we want to see another dirt track open in the surrounding area. So they come and donated their time and put the effort through to make Angels Motorsports Park go. We were ready to go. We were ready to open the gates this morning at 7 o'clock. We got out there, and there's a notice on the gate saying, oh, can't open. All right, what's going on here? Two concerned business people went to the county and said, hey, he can't open. There's a law in the book saying he can't open.
And see, and we were just talking about this off the air. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Explain what that law is. This is crazy.
It is a true law on the books of the state of Alabama that in Mobile and Baldwin County, there can't be a new racetrack opened at all after 1996.
Now, who came up with that, first of all? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know who came up with that law. I do know that the constituent for that area is doing a lot of legwork so anyways, these two concerned business people did not know or was not aware of, oh my gosh, that racetrack's been there prior to 1996.
It has, because
we have records going back we know 30 years and more, Cale Gayle made his debut in go-karts at Crystal Racetrack. At that time, it was known as Mobile Motorsports Park. Kevin Harvick raced at Mobile Motorsports Park, now known as Angels Motorsports Park. So we have records going all the way back. We have business licenses going all the way back.
So in other words, you guys have already been there. It's just a name change, so there you go. We still get to open up on Saturday, January 21st. That's where it all comes down to.
Exactly. That's where it all comes down to. We're excited. We have more drivers. You know, and one of the drivers said, maybe it's a blessing because you can do more things.
Oh, to get it even ready better, yeah.
To even be better, and we're excited to be open. We're going to run the 21st of January. Then we run two races in February, which will be announced next week, the dates for those.
It'll be right here. Announce it right here.
What did you say?
Oh, I said we'll announce it right here on the show. And obviously
right,
on
exactly.
The website. On the website.
Exactly. That's where we'll release our dates is next weekend here on Full Throttle Racing. And then in March, we're full force in March. We're excited. We're thrilled, and we're ready to go racing.
Talk about the track, because you guys have made it bigger. You've done a lot of work, too. We talked to you last week about it. For people who weren't here, again, Angels Motorsports Park has been a rebirth of an older go-kart track, which was a smaller track. So you guys, man, I tell you what, you go to the website, again, saramp.com, and you can see some of the pictures and what you guys have had to deal with. You came into a dirt field, essentially, and now you've turned it into a beautiful motorsports park. Talk about the transition.
Yeah, it has been a transition. We worked on it for months and months and months. Lily Johnson, the landowner, she's a great lady and a proud supporter of Angels Motorsports Park. And you know, we really had to do a lot. As I stated in one of my Facebook pages, it was an overgrown dirt pit and now a beautiful racetrack. And wow, you know, trees were overgrown, vines were overgrown, bleachers were busted in half, tower was tore down, and now we're back to a racing facility. We got some more work to do before we put the big wing 360 sprint cars on, the open wheel modifieds and all that.
Wow.
But we'll be there, we'll be ready to go, and this just gives us more energy to succeed in 2012 and beyond.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm dedicated to racing in this area, and I love the fact that there's another dirt track in town that looks like they're going to do good. I think you guys have got a great start. You're not biting off more than you can chew at the very beginning, which we've seen in the past in history of other tracks, and that's where you lose financially, and you get full, and it doesn't become a good thing. Now, what you guys are doing, you're doing it right. You're starting off, I wouldn't say slower or smaller, because, man, you see those motorcycles. Man, you were looking at 50 motorcycles, close to maybe 60 lawnmowers. And if you've never seen these lawnmower races, it is incredible. Now, then you're going to graduate into the go-karts, ATVs. You're talking cars and several classes of cars. So this, before too long, in the next month or so, before all the other tracks around here start racing, you guys will have it all ready to go. And when you're talking about wing sprint cars, you got my attention.
Well, it's exciting because, you know, we were supposed to race two classes this weekend, lawnmowers and motorcycles. But you know what? That just got bumped off the schedule, and now we're adding a third class the 21st of January. The go-karts will be in action.
Oh, that'd be great.
And we're just excited and thrilled. And again, next week there'll be another announcement. We're teaming up with two local racetracks to bring a big series to Angels Motorsports Park along with two other racetracks, and we're excited and thrilled and ready to go full force in 2012.
Well, we're excited to have you. I think it's going to be great. Now, again, where is the track located? So people who don't know, and we're going to probably talk about this every time you're on, because a brand-new facility, we need to let people know where you're at and how are we going to find the signs and all that stuff.
If you go to the First Theraland exit coming from Mobile, I believe it's exit 17, you go 4.4 miles roughly. You take a right going to the north, 3.3 miles. We're on the left-hand side. There's a sign out there right now saying Angels Motorsports Park. You can't miss it. We'll have signs up all over, and we're going to start, you know, advertising pretty heavily and we're ready to go for 2012.
Well, it's first annual South Alabama Shootout. Again, moved to Saturday, January 21st. You guys will open up the gates at 7, 9 to 10:30. You got the pit meeting, and it's all on the website again. It's pretty much sarahmp.com, and we're excited to have you on as a guest and also a sponsor of the show this year. So we'll continue to do whatever we can for you, TW. Any more words of wisdom and anything else you got to say to the fans this morning?
I don't. I want to thank every volunteer that has come out, and not only volunteers that have come out, but volunteers, and I'll throw your name out there, Kane, for helping Angels Motorsports Park become what it is and coming alive and making a dirt mound to a beautiful racetrack.
Well, I tell you, I know where the heart of the track is, and I'm excited to be a part of it in any way that I can. And who knows, maybe I can find a ride to slip into my driver's suit one more time this year. I've pretty much taken myself out of the driving for the year, but I imagine you might have something over there I can play in the dirt a little bit, don't you think, TW?
I think we could find something for you. Now, the question is, will Michelle let you do that?
Oh, no, don't even bring her into it. You know she's listening. She's already smiling and saying no, guaranteed. Thanks
sure
a lot.
She is. Sure
hey, she TW, is. We love you, man. Thanks for being part of the show. God bless you and Angel Motorsports Park, my friend.
Hey, take care.
All right, there you go. Coming up next, we've still got so much to continue. I know Chris Carter's standing by from Montgomery Speedway talking about go-karts, and if I've got the time, I want to bring on my open-wheel modified driver. We're going to hang on here, see how much time we have at the end of the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Thank you so much to big changes coming, by the way, to Hurricane Motorsports this year. Cooper Tires, we love you guys. Daniel, hey, keep yourself out of trouble today. Advanced Auto Parts, we appreciate them, love them. Aaron's Rent-to-Own, Skywatch Traffic, Metro Glass and Mobile, Ed Seafood Shed, and the list continues. It's going to be a great year. Welcome back to the show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Man, I love doing this on a Saturday morning on FM Talk 106.5. And thank you to my good friend Jim Board of United States Fire Department Racing. Later today on our website, usfdracing.org, you'll be able to hear this whole entire broadcast, podcast, all because of the hard work of those guys, and I can't wait to represent them again this year. We've got special things we're doing with Mobile International Speedway and other tracks. If you are an emergency vehicle person, fire department, police officer, we're going to get you guys in half price, if not free. Still working on that, thanks to USFD Racing, so we appreciate that. Still to come, Joe Thornton, the driver of the Open Wheel Modified we're currently building for Hurricane Motorsports. Excited to have him on and also have him be part of the team and also part of the guys that helped make this show happen quite a bit. Chris Carter up at Montgomery Motor Speedway talking go-karts today. What's up, brother?
Man, what's happening with you?
I'm just enjoying a Saturday morning playing radio, man, talking racing, man. It's what we do.
Yeah, and you do a great job, and you're much appreciated, man. Appreciate everything you do for not only Montgomery Speedway, but Rick Crawford and Tim Bright and everybody else in the new part down there with TW. That's it's going to be pretty cool.
I think so. Just to get a couple little more things ironed out over there, I think it's going to be perfect, and I'm excited to be a part of that. So you were talking to me earlier this week as we were working on some of the things for this show and helped out with Johanna. Appreciate that. Chris, let me ask you, go-karts up near Montgomery Motor Speedway. Someone came to you this past week and said, can you help? What happens?
Well, yeah, Bobby Knox owns the go-kart track, but right. He let somebody
lease it.
Yeah, I don't want to say a lease, but okay. Anyway, Larry Green's in charge of the go-kart track. Larry came over here to the office and said, hey, man, he said, I heard you run a go-kart track before. And I said, well, yeah, I run Sunny South, and I race go-karts. And we just kind of went from there. I hadn't done nothing with go-karts, Derek, since 2009. Yeah. So now I'm brushed up. I know what's going on. I'm going to have 15 classes January the 28th.
Whoa, hold on. 15 classes January 28th. I'm writing this down. No kidding. Jeez.
You know me. I'm going to do it big.
Yeah, that's true.
When somebody comes up and says, hey, man, have at it. So it's big or nothing with Chris Carter, so that's just how I'm going to do it. And I feel like I'd like to have 100 go-karts. That would just be awesome, but it's going to be, we're going to have big money races, 2,000 guaranteed to win in stock heavy, flathead, junior pro blue in the flathead, and we'll have 1,000 guaranteed to win, 1,000 guaranteed to win in the clone heavy, 300 guaranteed and stock medium blue plate, super heavy purple plate, clone medium gold plate. All those are guaranteed money.
These races and all these classes, for people who don't know about go-karts, when you talk about gold plate, red plate, blue plate, that's like a restrictor plate
exactly.
On these.
Yeah, exactly. That's all that is. And, just like, for a beginner and then an intermediate and then an experience. And then you got your junior classes and stuff. And then, you know, your money classes. And like I said, our money is guaranteed. If two go-karts show up, they will get paid the full purse. Period. End of story. No questions asked.
No kidding.
That's how you bring them, buddy.
You think?
I know.
Wow. So let me ask you now. This is January 20th. That's a Saturday, I imagine.
Saturday. I'm opening up the gates at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And you're talking, I mean, and I know there's lots of people. I'll tell you, Connor Okresic, I guarantee you, over there from Metro Glass, he will make that trip. He just cleaned up down to Daytona, won a bunch of national races again. He's going to be your winner up there, I'm telling you. If he decides to pull up there and bring the carts up there.
Tell him to bring it because some of these boys up here don't play. But, hey, he's from down in my home in the coast, so I'm going to pull for my coast boys. But, hey, these guys, actually, here's the deal. Wilson Motorsports Park, which is not far from us here in Montgomery, is not going to race in 2012.
Oh.
And for reasons I have no clue about. With that being said, and this go-kart track, for everybody that's listening and does not know, it is on the property here at Montgomery Motor Speedway, 480 Booth Road. Actually, when you go into pit road here at the track at Montgomery Speedway at the half mile, look to your left. We have a beautiful fifth mile. It's 215 feet short of being a true quarter mile, which is the same size as Sunny South.
Wow.
So, and for the people that's heard about the few races they've had here, it didn't go well. Yes, that is a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Green has put down about $10,000 worth of clay around this track, packed. The man owns a dirt track in Cottonwood, Alabama. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to work a track. It's going to be fast.
Well, and now you guys are going to have an amazing race here, I guarantee you. You go out now. There's other websites that you guys are Bob's Four Cycle is one that
I will be posting on Bob's Four Cycle. Actually, this is the first time I've actually went officially. I'm calling this on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. This is my official statement about this.
Wow.
Paul Boswell is going to be doing my website. I will have the Facebook page finished today.
Oh,
so
good.
Around lunch, a little bit after, we'll have, you know, you'll start seeing stuff. You know me, but mm-hmm. like Rick Crawford said earlier, my plate is so full.
Yeah.
And then I just put two more items on the plate as far as this go-kart racing goes and getting it ready and getting ready for my first race March 31st at Montgomery here.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked before. You've got a brand-new pace car, which is great. You've got a Ford dealership. What's the name of the Ford dealership?
Ivers Ford in Montgomery.
There you go. Ding. Give them a little plug.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, though, also, now you're looking at Bobby Allison.
Bobby Allison is my grand marshal for my first race March 31st. And I've got a few more things working. I'm going to have a major blowout for our first Show Me the Money Series race here at Montgomery Motor Speedway, which is the Pro Late Models, $5,000 guaranteed to win in that race. I expect 30 to 35 cars pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, with that
kind
of money.
For that race, yeah. So that's good money. It's a good series. Bobby Knox and him have done really good. Things are going well up here. I've got some good sponsorships that I'm going to announce here within the next 2 weeks. So I'm pleased. I'm overwhelmed with what goes on with this.
Is it a little bit more than what you thought? You've done this. You've done this with a smaller scale. I wouldn't call a smaller scale, but a smaller track at Sunny South Raceway. But now you take it to a little bit larger track with a little bit more history. Maybe it'll been running a little bit longer, and you see it's a different animal, isn't it?
It's a very different animal, man. And I, you know, it's like I said, Derek. I'm overwhelmed with everything that's going on. It's happening at a fast pace. You know, it's just. And my lifestyle is having to definitely take another major change, you know. So it is what it is. Like I said, thankful to Bobby Knox, everybody that supported me. I'm going to do this. We're going to be successful here at Montgomery. Also with this kart race, I hope everybody comes up because, like I said, we're going to do things the right way. We're going to be consistent and fair to everyone. It's going to only cost $15 to get in.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm excited. We're going to do well.
Yeah, I guarantee you will that. And we definitely need to keep that back. You come back on and talk about it January 28th again with 15 classes with the go-karts. And I want to thank you again for now becoming a sponsor for the full year, Montgomery Speedway, on a Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Again, with you racetracks, you and Mobile and Sunny South, I know they're coming back on, and Angels Motorsports Park, and, of course, our good friends at Ed Seafood Shed. Really, without those guys, we wouldn't be on the air. And I really enjoy this. I love talking racing, and from talking to the fans from Facebook to just out in the public. It seems that we have a good listener base here and online, and we just really appreciate the fact that you guys are listening and getting all the news that we can give you, you know?
Yeah, good audience.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and like
right.
You said, it's nationwide. You're nationwide, and that's why, you know, like I picked you to do my announcement on my kart race, so we appreciate you. And this driver you're talking about for your mod, did I hear Joe Thornton?
He is on the other line standing by,
He's awake?
He's
Joe Thornton's awake?
Yeah, he's awake right now.
Oh, wait. How old is he? 60-something, and he's about trying.
Don't you even go there. No. You know what? I'm going to have him bring on a rebuttal. Chris, I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, man, thank you very much. Looking forward to talking to you next week. We appreciate what you do, buddy.
All right, Chris Carter. Now we got that 60-year-old driver I heard about, Joe Thornton. Joe, good morning, brother. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm wide awake.
Yeah, that's good old Chris.
I would say I've done more than Chris already this morning, but with him, he's got his hands full right now up there. I'm pretty sure he's busy.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, this is the first time that we've really been able to have a couple moments on the show to talk to you. So first of all, I want to thank you for joining Hurricane Motorsports. This is going to be a new endeavor this year. There have been some major changes behind the scenes. A major sponsor going to be pulling out, but we've got more major sponsors coming in, which is exciting. We've got an insurance agent that might be coming on. We're going to talk with actually later today. But Joe, talk a little bit about what you've seen. Everyone knows that Dave Mader's building this car. This is going to be a showpiece. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen as you've been helping build this car?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's state of the art. I mean, it's all up to date. Everything that, you know, all the new changes and ideas. You know, Dave has got the knowledge. And he's incorporating it into our car.
Yeah, and there's certain things that we really don't want to talk about on the air about it, but we're getting close. I think probably within the next month we'll probably have it completely done. We're heading out there actually right after the show, heading out to the shop to talk to Dave and excited about it. But what do you, when people say, okay, I've got Joe Thornton running my car, they say, Joe, you've got Joe Thornton? Why did you put Joe Thornton in a car? I want you to tell them why I put you in that car.
Well, you have total confidence in me, for one. I'm a proven driver. I've won a championship at Mobile. I've been second and third place in the points at Mobile. I've been second place in the points at Sunny South. I can drive. I haven't got a championship in the sportsman class, but, you know, I tried and tried and tried, you know. I just need somebody to put a little confidence in me and, you know, let me go out and show them what I can do.
Yeah, we're building your rocket ship, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're going to have a good car. There's no doubt about that. The car is going to be fine.
What do you expect this year? It's going to be a learning curve going from a sportsman to the modified. Obviously, as soon as we get it built, we're going to do lots of testing, but we're really going to concentrate on having this car at Mobile International, at least for the first part of the year, so you can get comfortable in the rocket ship, but also so you can learn, just learn the car itself, because like I said, it's new from the bottom up. There's not one used part on this thing. I mean, it's definitely going to be something special, but what do you need to learn to get it there?
Well, you know, you're stepping up from a big body car to an open wheel car. Everything that I've ever learned about racing, there's not very much of that I can still use because this is a totally different learning curve. Everything is different. You got trailing arms, third link, you know, the weight jacks I'm familiar with, but you know, it's so much different. And plus, we're going to a lighter car, more horsepower. It's going to be a learning experience for everybody.
Well, we're excited to have you on the team, and I know you guys are busy. You're busy this morning as well as you're heading to work and stuff, but I wanted to take a moment again and just, first of all, welcome you live on the air and let everybody know that, yeah, Hurricane Motorsports is thrilled to have four cars and four drivers. This year, in the Bomber class, we'll have Rusty Powell Sr. and Rusty Powell Jr. That is going to be a combination that just will be unstoppable. Then you throw in Troy T-Rex Bartlett and a brand-new car that we're building from the ground up with him right now as well. So it's going to be good, and with this, the Modified is going to be a big learning curve as an owner as well, but we're really thrilled and with having, again, just the list of sponsors we have, Cooper Tires and our friends over there and Theodore at Advanced Auto Parts. We got a car show coming up. We'll let you know about that. Thank you to Aaron's Rent-to-Own for believing in us, Mobile Metro Glass, Ed Seafood Shed, Skywatch Traffic. I mean, with everything that we've got going on this year, there's no reason why we can't get Rookie of the Year and probably that championship. So I wanted to just again say congratulations and welcome to the team live on the air. And Joe, I have every bit of confidence that you're going to take it home, and first time you wreck it, you got a long night ahead to you, brother.
Hey, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt for you.
That's right.
But this year I can't wait. I'm like a kid in a candy store right now. I want to get out on the track so bad, start practicing with the car, and I'm wanting to see people's heads turn and go, wow, look at that.
And they will, and it's going to be awesome feeling, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll see you shortly, my friend, and definitely get you out at the shop here in a few minutes.
All right, buddy.
All right, there you go. And that's going to do it this time around. What a great show. And I want to thank everybody again. Johanna Long, what a great opportunity for her driving the number 70 Bionet 4 Travel Motor Coach Chevrolet, not just for 2012, but also for 2013. That is huge. And she has a great opportunity to be a female driver and going at 19, being the youngest driver to a female driver. That's huge to be in that. MLRacing.com is where you want to go. Thank you to Chris Carter for coming on board again this morning. Joe Thornton, our driver of the Full Throttle Racing and Cooper Tires, Hurricane Motorsports, Hot Rod, and then Rick Crawford again. Don't forget, tickets still available for the Mobile ARCA 200. It's going to be coming up March 10th, and you got to get your tickets pretty quick, though, okay? And thanks to Ed Seafood Shed on the Causeway one more time, Mobile International Speedway, Angels Motorsports Park, and Montgomery Speedway. Boy, I feel like Michael Waltrip this morning spitting out all those sponsors. God bless you. I love you, and I'll be back next week in guaranteed.